Prepare your eyes. Viewmaster with Sam Sinnott on 95BFM.
Morena, Sam.
Morena, how are we doing?
Pretty good, pretty good. How are you going?
You know.
I know.
Yeah, I do know, I do know. What is happening in the world of TV at the moment?
So I wasn't sure what I was going to watch this week, and then I was, you know, trawling through the Netflixes and the other what have yous, and I stumbled across this show called Frayed. Now I know with my accent when I say frayed, it's confusing. It's like when the rope is frayed. Like,
got you.
F-R-A-Y-E-D.
I'm following.
And it's a show written by and starring Sarah Kendall, who is an Australian comedian who was recently on a season of the UK Taskmaster, and you guys know how much I love UK Taskmaster.
Oh yes, oh yes.
So I had to check it out. And basically, it's a show about a wealthy London housewife who is from Australia, and her husband dies while having an affair with a sex worker.
Drama.
And it's also, they're quite high society, like they've got mansions and yachts and multiple houses, and it's set in 1988. So this is like, you know, peak British wealth, like affluent kind of private school vibes. And she loses all of it and she has to move back to Australia with her two teenage kids to Newcastle to live with her mum and her brother, who's an adult as well. And her kids realise that her name isn't Simone, it's actually Sammy. And she is an Aussie bogan and not the highfalutin person she claimed to be.
Oh, I love that.
While she's in the UK.
This is a good setup.
Great setup, right? And she has to deal with basically her past and why she ran away from her family at 18 to move to London. And it's a comedy, but it's a dark comedy. And right. It's got everything I wanted from it. Like, it just gave me everything I wanted.
I feel like this sounds like a perfect watch at the moment. You're rewatching. What are you rewatching at the moment, Zoe?
Oh, Sea Change.
So you're back on the Aussie soap buzz in a big way right now. So yeah. I feel like this could sit in that world quite nicely.
And this is cool because it's so Sarah Kendall, the comedian, she's from Newcastle. The person who plays her brother, Ben Minjay, who plays her brother, he was on Home and Away and those kind of shows, and he's also from Newcastle. So like, it's a
Newcastle,
love letter.
Australia or Newcastle, UK?
Newcastle, Australia, sorry.
Okay, good. I'm just readjusting the accent that's playing in my head right now.
Newcastle.
And it's like a love letter to their hometown, basically. And
that's where
a clip of them on YouTube talking about their firsts living in Newcastle, like their first kiss and like the pubs they used to go to. And it's just like very sweet. And you can tell there's a lot of like love for the town, but also like it is a town that's struck by like some poverty and some drug use, especially in the 80s. So it's a really cool setup because you get to see something that I've never seen before, because I've never been to Newcastle, and I've never been alive in the 80s. So it's quite a cool setting to explore.
You've still got time, Sam, you know?
Honestly, first time machine, I'm going back to Newcastle in the 80s. the show is funny, it's sad. Her mum struggles with alcohol issues, and that's a through line. Her two teenage kids, they have to deal with like being these pale, sickly looking ginger British kids in a school of Australians. You know, it's her boss is a classmate of hers who's now a politician. And he was part of the dork squad and she was cool and like bunked off school and he didn't, and now he has all the power and he's a bit of a jerk. Her ex-boyfriend, who she was in love with, he's now the local high school's football coach and he's kind of a loser. It's just got so many like cool through lines, and I like the show because it gives every character something to do.
Yeah.
Like, it's not just her story, it's every character. And to see her devolve from this like posh, fake accent British person to like a true blue Aussie is quite fun. And it feels like something that we as Kiwis know semi well, so we can relate to it. We're like, oh, I know this person, I know this kind of world. And It's like, it's just nice. I really enjoyed it. I thought it was just a brilliant show from start to finish. 6 episodes. It's like an HBO Max / Sky Australia joint production.
Cool, okay.
So like it's obviously filmed in Australia. It's great to see some Australian content coming to international screens and seeing Aussie talent be recognised, because as we all know, you know, the UK and the US aren't the only places that can make great TV.
Exactly.
But yeah, I really recommend it. And I didn't know this show existed, but it came out in 2020.
Oh, did it? I was going to say, I've never heard of this.
Neither.
When did it sort of like get its release? But you've beat me to it.
Yeah, it came out in 2020 in Australia and the UK, and I guess on HBO Max as well. And it just got launched on Netflix like this week in New Zealand, and season 2 has finished airing in Australia.
Oh, cool.
So I'm devoed because I want to watch season 2, but I can't watch it because it's not on Netflix yet, and I don't have...
Surely soon.
I don't know, because they sometimes do like a really late release date on Netflix so they can get the HBO Max kind of bang for their buck. But yes, I'm a huge fan. It's 6 episodes, 45 minutes each. The cast is great. The writing is brilliant. There's one scene in which, I'm not going to spoil anything, but Sarah Kendall's character, Sammy Cooper, is defending her son at a school dance. And it's just so quintessentially Aussie. It's brilliant.
The setup is already making me like feel like a stressed out and mortified 14-year-old just hearing you say that. I'm like, oh no.
Oh, definitely. And also, if you love set design and costume design, this is a show for you as well. It's just like, it's so well done.
This is awesome.
You are thrust into the 80s. It's brilliant. It makes so much sense.
It sounds like a bit of a overlooked gem in many ways. I haven't really heard anybody talking about this show, but it does look fantastic.
Yeah, and I can't believe it, because like, obviously I'm always trawling for new shows to watch, and I hadn't even heard of it, and it's been out for a year, so I feel like a bad viewmaster.
Oh, never.
Never, Sam. This sounds awesome. So Frayed, it's on Netflix. The first season at least is on Netflix, and hopefully the second season will be at some point soon. Thank you for bringing it to our attention.
No worries. I hope you guys enjoy it this weekend.
I'm going
to tuck up and have a very quiet, luxurious weekend at home to get ready for my 25-person picnics next week.
Excellent. Good on you, Sam. Hey, take care, and we'll talk to you next Friday.
Bye, guys. Miss you.
Miss you too.
Viewmaster, only on 95 BFM.
Thank you so much.